This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Vice President of El Salvador visited Colorado this week. Felix Ulloa will spend the day in Aurora to discuss collaboration opportunities with local business leaders. That includes meeting with Aurora-based Salvadoran small business owners and Governor Jared Polis. Ricardo Gambetta is the manager of Aurora's Office of International and Immigrant Affairs.
Coffee is one of the area's products that, you know, El Salvador tried to promote, and have a great, good quality, and they feel like they can start exporting more coffee into Colorado through Aurora.
Salvadorans make up the third largest foreign-born population in Aurora, with up to 55,000 Coloradans statewide. Last year, the El Salvadorian city of Opongo and Aurora became sister cities. A former mayoral candidate wants Denver's new mayor to rethink an appointment his predecessor made to the board of Colorado's flagship Safety Net Hospital. Former city attorney and lobbyist Doug Friednash was appointed to the board of Denver Health last year, even though the tobacco giant Altria was one of his clients. Lisa Calderon says Mayor Mike Johnson should take a fresh look and replace the pick.
This conversation needs to be a public conversation, and there needs to be much more scrutiny.
Johnston says his team is looking at all city boards and appointments. The upcoming National Western Stock Show parade will be led by a Denver Broncos great. Randy Gratishar spent 10 seasons with the Broncos at linebacker and was key part of the franchise's first Super Bowl win in 1977. Gratishar will lead the parade through Denver on January 4th. In Boulder, expect patchy fog tonight with a low around 29. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.